Welcome, Andy, to the first ever super secret phone-in show.
Yes, it's this show is airing on Wednesday, 6 o'clock Eastern Time, Wednesday, July 19th.
We're in the future.
We're in the future. We're recording it a week ago. We're going to be taking phone calls that will be a week old. We're talking on July 19th, but the phone calls will be a week old.
The phone calls are from July 12th.
Yes. I wonder what people who are calling us today will be doing in a week.
You're freaking me out, Andy.
Now you're just very stoned. It's easy to freak you out.
You're blowing my mind.
Yeah. No big challenge there. The bar set pretty low tonight.
You had me going there for a second.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought we were in the future.
I'm sure Chevrolet commercials are going to confuse you tonight. I'm sure a card trick would make you cry tonight.
Don't play any Chevrolet commercials. Please. Yeah,
I know you're very fragile tonight.
Yeah, this is only the second time I've ever been high with you on the radio. The first time did not go well. That was when we played Pot Brownie Roulette.
Oh, I remember
at
that.
At the UCB Theater.
Hey, by the way, you brought it up, so I'm curious. What show, in your opinion, did go well?
We've had lots of shows that have gone well. Come on. Yeah. We've had plenty. Some would say we've been on a roll.
Yeah.
I think the show we did earlier...
Some would say we've been on a joint.
I think the show we did last week, the audio puzzle, I thought that went really well.
You mean... It was a week ago.
Yeah.
It was really just 10 minutes ago because we're pre-recording this.
No.
It's last week to us.
It was last week. That was
you're talking on Wednesday the 19th?
Yeah.
And I'm talking on Wednesday the 12th?
No, I'm on the 19th. I'm here on the 19th. I don't know what day you're in. I'm just saying that the show we did last week, the audio puzzle, worked out really well.
Hey, if you're just tuning in, Ken got stoned before we started recording.
I'm high as a kite.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Am I funnier when you're high?
No, I haven't heard a single zinger yet.
I've been getting them off left and right. There's a real disconnect here, kid.
I'm just not getting them?
No, you're just not getting them.
Okay, try me again. Do one of the zingers you already did.
Okay. Lewis and Clark were gay.
That's just not funny.
I know, it's not.
Oh, that's what you do in your charisma class.
Yeah.
You go up to people at the mall and you say Lewis and Clark were gay.
I say other interesting
things. Now it's time for me to blow your mind.
Okay.
Because... we're not on the air as we record this, and yet we have a phone call. Hi, Seth. You're on the air.
Hello. How are you guys doing on the Ultra Secret show?
Fine. Now, Seth, you're calling on Wednesday, July 12th, but this is airing a week from now, Wednesday, July 19th. I wonder where do you think you'll be listening to the show a week from now?
I might be listening on from Rockland County, New York, Southern Rockland County, New York.
Oh, okay. You're like near Nyack around there?
Yeah, exactly. I live up there.
No one cares. What do you think will have happened to you during this week?
What do you hope
you will have accomplished this week?
I'll be finished remodeling a bar. That'll be great. In the future.
That's your goal for the week. You hope by the time you hear this next week, your bar will have been remodeled.
I'll be sitting pretty. I'll be kicking my heels up in Rockland County rather than running around in Brooklyn.
What's the name of the bar, Seth?
It's Bar Great Harry.
Bar what?
Bar Great Harry.
Bar Great Harry. Might I suggest a new name? How about... Don't say no.
Just have an idea. Have any good ideas?
How about calling it the Eavesdropping Inn?
The Eavesdrop Inn.
Eavesdrop Inn. Sorry, Eavesdrop Inn.
Oh, that's nice. Maybe we'll go with a lot of blues and teals.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Or microphones and speakers on every table. People love that.
Microphones and speakers and buttons so that you can eavesdrop on any other table.
Ken
and I are looking for investors. Hey, now, what's this guy's name?
Seth.
Joey, Isaac,
Seth.
Hey, we have another caller.
Wait, Seth, let me ask you something honestly. Great. Ken and I want to hang out with more popular people. Would you say you're more popular than we are? How many friends do you have? How many people were at your last birthday, celebrated your last birthday with you?
Oh, God. My last birthday party, I think I celebrated, might have been like 10 years ago.
How about this? How many people do you see face to face? How many friends do you see face to face every week?
Ooh, I don't know, maybe 20.
20?
20, that's
10 to 20.
Well, that's
like
respectable.
Somewhere in the bandwidth.
No, Ken,
Is
there a mute button on this guy?
No. He has 20 friends that he sees on a weekly basis. And how many Twitter followers do you have, Seth?
Oh, I have no idea. I very infrequently Twitter. I'm not a Twitter.
Ken.
Can we say 10?
Yeah, maybe.
Ken.
Sure. It's in the low numbers.
Yes, Andy.
Ken.
Yes, Andy.
Okay, put this guy on hold.
We have a second call now.
Can you put this guy on hold?
I first want to find out, how many Facebook friends do you have, Seth?
I don't know. How do you figure that out?
I don't know.
You can probably go search. You might be able to find out quicker than I can.
Okay, I'm going to say 32. 32.
Where
Facebook
did that
friends.
Number come from?
Just a guess.
Hey, I should explain that we pre-recorded the show. We taped it last week. But before we did, we gave out our phone number on the air. So people are calling us, even though this was a pre-recorded show.
Right, and our phone bank is full. We have a second call on.
Okay,
who's our second caller?
Hi, this is Matt in Cranford.
Hey, Matt.
Matt, hey, so you're calling on Wednesday the 12th, but it's airing next week in the future. We're in the future.
Really?
It's kind of trippy, baby. What do you think, Matt? Where do you think you'll be listening to us next week, next Wednesday?
Treadmill?
You'll be on a treadmill. And what do you hope you will have accomplished in this week? Because this is a week later.
I'd like to lose some weight.
Yeah, I think you're gonna drop 8 or 9 pounds this week. I've got a great feeling about that.
That's unhealthy to lose 8 or 9 pounds in a week. It's insane.
Yeah, we're taking health tips now from Timothy Leary's son.
So, Andy, our phone bank is full now, which means that somebody who's trying to get through is getting a busy signal.
Okay.
So why don't we just stay with the person who's more popular?
Yeah, we want to hang out with more popular people.
So, Matt, how many people attended your last birthday?
I would say 30.
30?
30?
Okay. And how many friends do you have that you see on a weekly basis?
How many different
friends?
Work friends, but not people that you employ, because they would be friends.
I would see at work, but also see outside of work.
Yes.
Right.
Right. A rough number over the course of a week.
Then I would say 20.
20? Okay. And how many Twitter followers do you have, Matt?
500.
500?
Well, this guy is more popular than...
And how many Facebook friends?
I haven't checked, but probably like 600 or 700.
We'll say 650. Okay, so Seth, I'm sorry, but Matt is much more popular than you.
And you can understand we want to hang at the popular kids' table. You can't begrudge us that.
Good luck with your super chic secret show, guys.
Thank you, Seth. By the end of this show, if it all goes according to plan, we will be talking to our most popular listener. Am I right, Uncle Ken?
Yes. And Matt has a score of 1,200.
Matt, what is the secret to your popularity? How can we become more popular?
Winning personality.
Do you genuinely care about your friends? If your friends were in trouble, do you genuinely go out of your way for them?
Yeah, sure.
Is part of you kind of feels a little bitter, a little annoyed when they call you for favors?
No, I think as long as they're there for me, I don't mind being there for them.
Did you get that, Ken?
He's talking nonsense.
I wish you could hear yourself sometimes. All right. So we're talking to Matt. He's the most popular listener we have so far. Do you want to see if somebody more popular is on the other line?
I'm staring at the phone line, Andy. Nobody else is calling.
I'm sure you're staring at anything, Ken.
We need Matt to stay on the line with us until we get another call. I could call out.
No problem.
Why?
Oh, we have another call.
Wait, hold on, Matt. Matt, what do you do for a living?
I work in communications.
Great. God, that you're doing God's work. I can't imagine a world without communication. Can you, Ken?
No. Matt, we're taking another call. You stay with us, though, because right now you're the most popular listener we have.
Okay, good.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, my God. Ken, how you doing?
Good. Who's this?
This is Nate from upstate New York. How you guys doing tonight?
Nate, welcome to the super secret phone-in show.
This guy sounds very charismatic. He must be taking lessons like me.
Well, I take lessons from you every Wednesday or every intermittent Wednesday whenever you're on the air.
Hey, Nate.
You're doing fantastic, yes.
Hey, Nate, guess what? You're recording this on July 12th, but guess what?
What?
It's going to be airing next week on July 19th. Where do you think you're going to be listening to us on
July
19th?
July 19th is today, Andy.
No. July 19th is next week.
No, July 19th is today. Did you get high?
No. You're wrong, Ken. You're wrong by a week. It's fun,
Ken.
Where
will I be?
It's fun. It's fun.
Kind of,
it's fun,
hopefully,
Ken.
6 feet underground, but if not, oh, geez, I don't know. Probably driving a truck like I usually do. Damn. Not that interesting, right?
No, that is kind of interesting. And what do you hope to have accomplished in this week? You're calling us on the 12th. And it's being aired a week from now, being aired on the 19th.
I hope to have accomplished getting out of this goddamn meat locker. Terrible in here. It's icy cold.
Why are you in a meat locker?
Well, I would like to know the same thing. It's been a while. I got this phone, and this phone number was written on the wall in blood. So I figured I'd call it, and, it turned out to be you guys, my favorite WFMU DJ radio hosts.
Can I take back what I said about the charisma thing?
Certainly can.
No, you cannot take it back.
I'm committed to that opinion.
Nate, yes. We're on the phone with Matt, but right now we're talking to you. Nate, how many people attended your last birthday
party?
Man,
we're trying to find our most popular listener. We're trying to gauge how popular you are in your life.
Oof, ouch. Is it all right if I say, like, three?
Yeah.
All the people came. All the people.
Okay. And how many friends outside of work friends, how many friends do you see on a weekly basis?
All the people. All of them.
All
there
three?
Are no friends. All none. All none of them.
Dear God.
The three that showed up were there accidentally, you know.
Okay.
Dear God.
I'm putting down zero for that. And how many Twitter followers do you have?
What's Twitter?
I'll put zero down for that. And how many Facebook friends, Nate?
How many Facebook friends? I don't know. Probably about, like, I don't know. What's the standard catch-all number? 150?
150.
You know, I don't know any of them, but, you know.
Man, okay. I'd kill for a big padlock on that ice locker right now.
So, Nate, you have a score of 153.
We're going to stick with Matt. Hey, Nate, thanks so much for calling.
So glad.
You bet, buddy.
Thanks,
we'll talk again soon.
It's been great talking, but we have to stick with the most popular caller we have, which is Matt.
Now, we're not giving our phone. It's a live. It's a new show, but it's not a live show, right, Ken?
There's no point in us giving out the phone number. No point whatsoever.
It's July 19th, but before we went on the air, before we started recording this last week, we did give the phone number out. Oh, I'm confused. I don't know, Ken.
We're on the air right now. It's July 19th. Wednesday night, July 19th.
Right. This is a new show, not a rerun.
It's about 6:15,
yeah.
6:14 maybe.
Yeah.
Right now, coming up at 7 is In Real Life with Emily and Kinzilla.
But we recorded it a week ago.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what I'm talking about either, buddy.
But we're on the phone with Matt, and we're waiting for somebody else to call us.
Well, we can talk to Matt. Hey, Matt. Tell me what
I'm doing pretty well so far.
You're doing great, and I can see why you're the most popular, because everyone else is a loser. Hey, Matt.
I didn't think I was that popular.
Yeah, there's no real competition out there, buddy. Hey, what does communications mean when you say you're in communications?
It means I work in internal communications for a company.
I don't know what that means.
That means, like, if it's a big company, you do the staff newsletter and kind of all
Oh, you do the staff newsletter. Now, the newsletter is by email now, right? There's no hard copy.
We still do a hard copy.
And
must be a big company.
Well, he does it for all sorts of different companies.
It's a healthcare company.
Aetna?
No, it's like a hospital network.
And then how many?
Epic?
I don't Ken. Ken, Eddie.
He works for Epic.
Yeah, fine. Okay. How many employees are there in the company?
3,200.
And how many of those read your little rinky-dink Mickey Mouse newsletter?
Probably, not even joking, probably 30 or 40 of them.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
they all get it, though.
Yeah, I know, they all get it. Do you want to know the actual answer? I did a little survey. Do you want to know the actual answer? Four.
Yeah.
Why are you being so mean to Matt?
Because it's time for Matt to face reality. Four. You could print four copies.
I don't get paid per reader.
Yeah, exactly. Now, what was the headline in your last issue? What was the big article?
I don't want to give away specifics.
No,
it was
just say
about,
what?
Like, new equipment at what? One of the hospitals.
New equipment at new one equipment. Of the hospitals?
Yeah, new equipment.
Ken,
new,
did you hear the news?
New life-saving equipment.
Ken, did you hear the big news? Did you get the newsletter?
Yeah, equipment that saves
that
lives,
looks
Andy.
Looks like one of the hospitals is getting some new equipment.
Yeah, I hope you're joking like this next time one of your family members goes to the hospital.
Excuse me, I know for a fact you have newer equipment than this.
Hey, we have another call.
I have read the newsletter.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hey, I love the show. I can't believe I got through.
Me
well,
neither.
There was no real competition tonight.
What's your name?
This is Alan.
Hey, Alan. Now, you're calling, of course, on July 12th. But guess what, Alan? It's going to be airing a week from now on July 19th.
Today is July 19th.
Yeah, today, too, as far as our listeners know.
Today is July 19th?
Yeah. Hey, Alan.
Hello.
Hey, what do you think you'll be doing? What do you think you'll be doing at 6:20 on July 19th, a week from now?
Probably listening to WFMU.
But where will you be listening? Where will you be? Will you be in your car, in your living room?
Probably the living room.
Oh, I can just picture you in that living room. Probably on the couch, right?
Sitting on the couch, maybe sitting on a chair.
Maybe your feet up on the ottoman. You got an ottoman there? Maybe your feet
I
on the ottoman?
I don't have an ottoman.
You
got to
get yourself one of them ottomans. They're fantastic. Maybe by this time next week.
I don't think I have much time to get an ottoman because I'm listening live now.
It would make me so happy, and I think Ken would agree, if you if you bought yourself an ottoman by this time next week. We want your feet up by this time next week.
Alan, have you tried Craigslist?
See, I'm not in the market for an ottoman.
But you could probably find, well, obviously. But
have you been to Ottoman World?
It's
in the Ottoman District in Lower Manhattan.
No, it's not.
Is there an Ottoman district?
You know, it's an outlet store. It's in Woodbury Common.
Hey, Alan.
Yes.
We're looking for our most popular listener. We're trying to hang out with the popular kids. You can't blame us.
Well, we really just want to learn how to become more popular ourselves.
How many people, how popular are you, would you say? How many people were at your last birthday?
I don't think I had a birthday party for my last birthday.
Yeah, exactly.
Zero. Mm-hmm.
Welcome to my world.
I had quite a bit the one before that.
What did you do last weekend?
Last weekend. I think I did something, but I don't remember.
Ken, we're talking to an L7 here.
Okay.
And, do you understand what I'm saying?
Alan, this
weekend's a barbecue.
Wait, a barbecue?
Yeah.
You lucky, lucky, lucky duck. How many people?
Or last weekend, I should say.
Oh, you mean July 4th? I see. Depending on... You mean 15. Between now and when we air this, you will have gone to a barbecue?
Correct.
And you would have been passing around pictures of your new ottoman?
No.
Okay, how many people will be at the barbecue?
30, 40,
will anybody hook up? Maybe. Anybody hook up, you think?
I don't think it's that kind of barbecue.
No, I don't think so either.
Alan, how many friends do you see on a weekly basis?
Alan, 20, if you died, hold on.
Maybe?
Alan.
10?
How many? 10? Okay.
Alan,
10.
If you died tomorrow, God forbid, if you died tomorrow, how many people do you think would be at your funeral?
I would hope a decent amount.
Like what? Like 20?
Yeah, probably more.
What page of your newsletter would your death notice be on?
Alan doesn't have a newsletter.
Not Alan?
I don't have a newsletter.
Oh, who was that?
Matt has the newsletter.
I like that Ken knew that I didn't have
what
a newsletter.
Page of Matt's newsletter?
Nate had the newsletter.
Oh, Nate.
Alan, how many Twitter followers do you have?
No, wait. I think my funeral question's the one to go with.
But we haven't asked that of Matt.
Doesn't matter. We're good. That's our new question.
I'm up against Matt.
That's our new standard.
Yeah, you are up against
Matt.
You're
up against some pretty popular guys.
All right.
Pretty swinging guys.
Should I embellish a little to win?
No, we can tell exactly how popular you are.
Well, Alan, how many Twitter followers do you have, Alan?
I can tell.
Just have a Twitter.
Exactly.
Zero. Okay. Yeah. And how many Facebook friends?
I can tell. You have 210.
600 something?
Yeah. 650. Well, right. And if you died tomorrow, how many people would be at your funeral?
I'll say 100.
100. And Matt, how many people would be at your funeral?
I would say 75, 80.
75. Okay, so that puts Matt's score up to 1275.
If you two guys died together, like in a head-on collision, and you wanted to be buried together, you could get that number up to close to 250. Because you'd be combining families and friends.
And Alan, you have a very respectable composite score of 760, which is nothing to be ashamed of, but it doesn't really come close to Matt's score.
Is there a way I could fight for some bonus points or something?
Well, you have 1 week to get more popular. You can call us back. Hey, Kenny, how many people would be at your funeral?
1,000.
Oh, man, I hope one of them takes a picture so I can see it.
Yeah. Alan, I'm really sorry. We have to...
Do you really think 1,000?
We have to let you
Hold
go,
on.
Alan.
Do you really think 1,000?
Yeah.
Would there be a memorial?
Right, thanks, guys.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye, Alan.
Would there be a memorial service at Monty Hall?
No, Monty Hall's not big enough for my funeral.
Would I get to speak?
Yes, we would hope that you would speak.
Sure.
Will you speak? Will you promise to speak at my funeral now? Like right now, on July 19th, I want you to go on record that you will speak when the public is invited to come forward to the lectern and reminisce about Ken Friedman.
I think I can do a solid 6 minutes at your funeral.
Okay, great.
I have some
And
great,
you are committing to that.
Singers, yeah.
Okay, great. And we're still on with Matt. Matt, your score has...
And then it would end with an a cappella version sung by me of Nobody Does It Better.
You're committing to this.
Yep.
6 minutes of zingers and then an a cappella version of Nobody Does It Better.
And then a 20-minute medley from the Eagles.
As long as you commit to this.
Yeah. And then...
You have to do this now.
And then I will repeat the same 20-minute medley again.
What's going to be the
I'll
highlight?
Say, let's hear that again.
What's going to be the
Desperado.
That's so it starts with Desperado and builds to what? What's the big final number in the medley?
Life in the Fast Lane, baby. And that's our theme song.
All right. That sounds great. Hey, Matt, congratulations. You're still our most popular listener.
Yeah, it's doing wonders for my self-esteem.
That's great. And what can we do to become more popular ourselves?
You can be more interesting.
Yeah, be more charismatic.
Did you write that down, Andy?
Yeah.
No, not charismatic. Interesting. Not the same thing, Andy.
Offer strangers hand jobs?
No, you're not going to get popular doing that.
You'll get, well,
I think you can get popular doing that.
You get popular doing that.
No.
You get popular for a little while in some circles.
In some circles, you might get popular. Okay.
In some circles, you can get very, very, very popular.
Okay, I grant you that, but I think... By and large, if you started going around offering that to strangers, you'd get arrested.
By and large. Yeah, that's a funny word.
Hey, we have another call. This is just working so great. We get more calls now that we're not on the air than we do when we are on
the air.
That's
our secret, baby.
Hi, you're on the air.
Thanks for calling. Is it?
Hi, I'd like to order a pizza.
Yeah, exactly. You're not on the air yet. You're on the air next week.
I get it.
I know. Thanks for calling.
No, Pam. It's Pam in San Francisco.
Oh, I love her.
She's on the air now, July 19th.
No, she's on the air last week. No, Andy, she's not. She called last week.
Andy, stop living in the past.
Pam's living in the future. Hey, Pam, what do you think you'll be doing? What do you think you'll be doing next Wednesday when this airs?
Unfortunately, I'll be sitting at my desk listening to the show.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And now, what do you hope to have accomplished this week?
Oh, my. I didn't know I'd have to, this would be a deep conversation.
Well,
By the way, I called numerous times when the phone was busy, so it seems to be a popular show.
It's working out like gangbusters.
It's those charisma lessons that Andy's taking. They're really paying off.
Yeah, and the hand jobs. Don't forget the hand jobs. Hey, when the charisma fails, I go
we
to plan...
We can't forget it, Andy, from the last show.
I go to plan B.
It wasn't really a hand job.
No, don't even mention that last show. Oh, my God. Hey, Pam.
Hey, Pam,
we're trying to find our most popular listeners so we can hang with the popular kids, and we're wondering how popular you are. Let me ask you this. If you were to die tomorrow, God forbid.
Popular with you? Popular
with your friends in your real life. How many people would attend your funeral if you died tomorrow?
Oh, let's see. If I died tomorrow and the funeral, you'd have to give people time to travel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They'd have time. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Figure a week for travel.
And a couple days to celebrate.
And I wouldn't have to pay for their travel. They'd come on their own.
Well, that I can't promise. I mean, that's up to you and your estate.
Well, let's see. I don't know. At least.
Do you think 10. You'd hit? You think 10?
Wait, are you talking friends?
No, everybody, friends, family, people you hire, anybody.
You mean when they lower your casket in the ground, if God forbid if it happens this week, there'd be 10 people there?
200,
okay.
I think that's about right.
Yeah.
I would come. Well, I would send my assistant. Would you go, Ken, to Pants?
Yes, I would. If I was on the West Coast, I would go.
Yeah, well, no.
Oh, yeah.
If
I happen to be driving past the cemetery, I definitely would stop.
Well, I mean, for example, I'm gonna be in Utah in a couple of weeks.
If Pam died in California, you're committing to this. You're in Utah with your family.
Mm-hmm.
Pam's dead in California.
Yep.
You would make that trek. You would get on that plane and make the little jump out further west.
I think I'd drive. I'd probably drive.
Would you give her mom a big hug for me?
I will.
Say, this one's from Andy.
I will.
He would have to do that once he dies, like you visiting Ken's grandmother.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear.
And Pam, how many people were at your last birthday party? The last birthday party you had.
Why?
It doesn't have to have been your last birthday.
We're trying to find our most popular listeners.
200.
Okay.
200?
200.
I challenge.
I was there the day after.
Send me a picture.
It looked like there had been 200
Send
people.
Me that selfie you took with you and your 200 friends behind you.
And Pam, okay. how many non-work friends do you see on a weekly basis?
Oh,
my God. 200. I love this girl.
Okay.
I love you.
And how many Twitter followers do you have?
You know, that's the third time, which is just so great. It's really making my day.
Because you're so honest and vulnerable and sweet and smart. I would come. I would send my assistant to your funeral.
Did Wonder Woman tell you to say that?
Nice rack on that Wonder Woman. Did you check her out?
I know,
Gal Gadot.
Gal Gadot.
She's Israeli, you know.
Yeah, she's empowered. Yeah. You don't want to mess with her. You don't want to cross her.
She was in the army, so you better.
Oh, was she in the Israeli army? That's really
so
tough.
Yeah.
You got to see that movie. The villains made a strategic error, a big, big mistake.
No,
what was
not
it?
That army. I'm
what was it?
About real
they
life.
Crossed Wonder Woman during that time of month.
I'm talking about real life.
Oh, real life. In real life, yeah.
Pam,
yeah.
How many Twitter followers do you have?
Oh, God almighty. 200.
200, okay. And how many Facebook followers?
200. Just say 200.
200.
Okay. Two, four, six,
hey, Pam,
two,
guess whose idea this show was?
It's yours because you're all into popularity.
Wow.
So, Pam, you actually have a very respectable score. Your composite score is 1,000.
Unfortunately, yes. They're all imaginary friends, aren't they, Pam?
They are not.
Pam, who's
Ken's
your best
my friend?
Who's your best friend?
Ken's my friend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who's your real
He's
best
friend?
I am Pam's
I guess
friend.
If you love me, that doesn't mean you're my friend.
I do. You know what? I consider myself. Who sent you that bumper sticker, sweetheart?
And you even wrote something. Yes.
What
okay.
Did
I have two. I have two real ones, unless, you know.
I'm not.
You
I wasn't
post
faking
each other
it.
To make sure you know that you're real.
Pam, who is your real best friend in real life?
Best friend?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's hard to choose one. Best friend.
Who? I mean, if you got great news or heartbreaking news, who's the first call you make?
Well, I guess my friend Nina.
Oh,
Nina.
I'm so glad you have Nina in your life.
Yes, so am I.
Nina.
Well, Pam, you have a very, very respectable score of 1,000.
She was bluffing.
But we're on the air with Matt also, and he has a score of $1,275.
But it's all the honor system. I mean, how do you believe any of this?
Not that fast, Andy. I'm a girl.
I know.
Andy, I thought women didn't lie.
Oh, that's true. I do. That's true.
You do believe that.
I do. I actually
You do.
Do. I believe they are more honest.
Yeah.
They don't have to impress us in the same way.
You should have a show about that.
I believe women are more honest.
Well, I know, but you can make it into a show.
That Wonder Woman has a lasso of truth.
See, I also have a good sense of self-esteem, so it doesn't matter if you don't think I'm good enough for you.
Yeah, Andy.
Hey, Pam, are you ever in New York? We should get Pam in the studio.
We should.
When are you coming to New York?
I will let you know. That would be great.
Would that be fun? We put her on mic, right, Ken?
Yeah.
Ken's silent.
We'd love to have you, Pam.
You're going to start having visitors all the time now? You have What's-His-Face coming?
Oh, Bjorn, yeah. Happy birthday, Bjorn.
No, that was last week. Ken,
oh, that's right. Oh,
you're a week off.
Happy belated birthday, Bjorn.
Yeah, exactly.
In Norway.
Pam, we wish you a wonderful week, and we hope when you're listening to this live, it finds you in a good place.
Thank you. That's so sweet. Ditto.
Oh, that's the sweetest. That ditto meant a lot to me.
Okay, bye.
Thanks,
bye.
Pam. Bye. Congratulations, Matt. You're still the most popular listener.
Yeah. You know where Pam went wrong?
Where?
She doesn't care what other people think about her.
Yeah, exactly. She really is pretty confident about that. I do love that about
And
her.
We have another call. This is unbelievable. Hi, you're on the air. Thank you for calling us.
Thank you for calling us on July 19th, 1 week in the future.
Now you're catching on, Andy.
I see. It's a little time travel show.
Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
Esther.
Oscar, how are you?
Esther.
Esther. Hi, Esther.
Hi, Esther. Ken apologizes. He's stoned.
Hi, Esther.
He's funny, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. When he's confused like this.
Esther, where are you calling us from?
Philadelphia.
Hey, Esther, you know what? You know what time it is? It's 1 week ago. That's when you're calling. You're on the radio now, but you really called a week ago. Isn't that crazy?
Like Cardi
White. Kind of.
It is crazy. Hey, Esther, you know what we're talking to people about?
What?
We're talking about how many friends they have and how Ken and me can make more friends and what your secret is. I bet you have a lot of friends.
Yes.
Who's your best friend?
Lindsay.
Rinley.
Oh, Rinley.
Right. Rinley, Andy.
Yeah, Rinley. And
what's your excuse?
What's my excuse?
Yeah.
I'm not stoned. Hey, what do you and Rinley do when you have a play date?
Play with stuffed animals.
Hey, that's what me and Ken do. That's what me and Ken do on our play dates.
And probably not in the same way, but yeah.
Yeah.
We do.
We have to blow up our stuffed animals, right, Ken?
No, Yeah,
and then we roll around with them.
Only some of them.
Yeah. And
Esther, how old are you?
6.
Esther, how old will you be next week when this show is on the air?
6.
But you'll be a little older, right?
Yeah.
You'll be 1 week older. What do you think you will have learned this week? What will you have done and learned this week?
I don't really know.
It's going to be exciting to find out. I bet you will have grown a little bit. You'll be a little taller.
Maybe.
You'll look back on how small and immature you were a week ago. You'll be embarrassed at this phone call.
No, she won't.
She will. This is immature, Esther.
Esther's doing great.
Yeah, but wait till you see her a week from now.
It's only a week away.
She will have learned a lot. She will have been through a lot more.
She'll only have experienced
the world.
It's only 1 week, Andy.
Oh, Ken. The Esther that's listening to this will be so embarrassed.
No, she won't.
She will.
Esther's doing a
She'll
great...
She'll say, I can't believe I was that immature.
Esther is doing a fantastic job on this call. I don't care what you say, Andy.
Esther, how many friends... Would you say you're the most popular girl in your class?
I mean, only to a new school this year, so last year it might have been Gracie.
Gracie's more popular?
Well, she might have been. I don't really know.
What is Gracie's secret? What does she do to become so popular?
She lies.
Exactly.
Yeah, she lies.
Oh, that Gracie.
So sound familiar, Andy?
She'll say anything. Gracie will say anything. She'll make things up. Like what kind of things does she make up?
Never.
What does she say?
What does she say?
I think I remember. I met Gracie. You know what she told me? She killed Bin Laden. That can't be true. She was on SEAL Team 6 and went in first and killed Bin Laden. I think she made that up.
Me too. She said to me that she had this thing called a magic salvation, but it's not real.
No, it's not real at all.
She had a magic what?
Charm bracelet.
Oh, do not mess with anyone that has a magic charm bracelet.
Andy, it's not real.
Yeah, how do you know for sure? You have to be 100% sure it's not magic.
Andy, there's no such thing as a magic charm bracelet.
You just steer clear of Gracie. Do not cross Gracie. She has a magic charm bracelet. You know what Gracie did 2 weeks ago?
What?
She turned me into a toad.
No, she didn't.
She did with her charm bracelet.
No, she didn't.
You know what she did to Ken? She took away all his taste, his musical taste. She made Ken play crap on the radio.
Hey, Esther, when's your birthday?
September 5th.
Oh, it's coming up. I wonder how many kids you're going to invite.
Probably like 8.
Hey, would you invite our friend Pam from San Francisco? She's awfully lonely. She's kind of sad.
No, she's not. Pam's doing fine.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Pam doesn't care what you think, Andy.
That can't be true. It just can't be true. Hey, do we have any other calls?
Well, our phone bank is full.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, then we have to say we love you, Esther, but we've got to take some more calls.
And Esther, thanks so much for calling. You did such a great job.
Okay. Bye.
Have a good night.
You'll hear how good you did next week. I mean, right now. I mean next week. No, wait. I mean right now. No, hold on. I mean next week.
Hello, Esther. We're saying hello to Esther now.
No.
Over the radio, we're saying hello to Esther.
Oh, wait. I mean next week.
No, it's not next week. Yes, it's right now. Yeah, you're very confused, Andy.
Hey. And
we have another call.
Hey, pass me that joint. Don't Bogart that joint.
I don't have a joint to Bogart.
Do you know what that means?
Andy. Yes, I do.
Do you know what that means?
Yes, I do.
It means you get your saliva all over it.
No, that's not what it means.
It does.
No, it doesn't. It
means what do you think it means?
It means you hog it. You don't pass it on. You keep it to yourself. You don't necessarily get your saliva all over it.
Oh, I never knew. Wait, and where does the phrase come from?
From that Fraternity of Men song, Don't Bogart That Joint.
But where did they get it from?
I don't know.
You didn't answer my question. What does it mean?
Well, that's what popularized it. It was that song that popped.
But was Humphrey Bogart known as the guy who hogged the joint?
Good question.
Hello.
This never occurred to you?
Well, that's the natural meaning of Bogart.
Only somebody who's been Bogarting joints wouldn't be curious.
Did Humphrey Bogart always have a cigarette in his mouth? He kind of did, didn't he? Maybe that's where it came from. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Thank you for calling us on July 12th.
The super secret phone-in show.
Right. We're not giving our phone number away because we're not live. We're pre-recorded. But it is a new show. But we're recording it on July 12th. But we're airing it when? I can't even.
It's July 19th.
It's a week later.
We are live July 19th.
Hey, caller, what are you doing? What are you doing now, July 19th, do you think?
Yeah, that's what I'm calling about. I'm going to call my teacher self.
Yeah, where do you think you'll be in a week?
Well, in a week, so this week I've applied for a new job.
Oh, great. You'll know. Wait, you'll know whether you got it by next week?
I am not sure if I will, but I do want to wish myself good luck and
remind
myself that I will follow up.
I think by this time next week, I think you will have gotten the phone call you've been waiting to get Wednesday afternoon. That's a few hours ago. And while you're listening to this, you're naked in your backyard clog dancing, celebrating, going nuts. You have
shooting off fireworks.
You have sparklers in each hand and one in your butt, and you're just dancing around the neighborhood. Congratulations on your new job.
Thank you very much.
You shouldn't be coming on to him like this, Andy.
And
this is sexual harassment.
Yeah, no, it's that. Maybe by next week the sexual harassment laws would have loosened up a little.
What's your name, caller?
My name is Chris.
Chris.
Chris, we are trying to find our most popular listener, and we're wondering how popular you are. Chris, if you died tomorrow, God forbid, mm-hmm. God forbid, how many people would attend your funeral?
Ooh, at least a couple hundred, probably.
200. That's very healthy.
200. And how many people attended your last birthday party where you actually had a party?
I've never had a birthday party for myself.
I will put down zero.
Wow, that's zero. And then what did you do last weekend, July 4th?
The weekend of July 4th.
Yeah, barbecue. How many people were there?
Did a pool thing. Yeah. A couple hundred people there for that.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
Do you believe them?
Yeah. Chris, how many friends do you see on a weekly basis?
On a weekly basis, at least, I don't know, 8, 10, probably.
We'll write
maybe
down.
Maybe more.
How many, friends do you avoid? How many friends do you avoid on a weekly basis?
Probably 2 or 3 or 4.
Yeah, exactly. Ken, how many imaginary friends do you see on a weekly basis?
7.
0. I don't have any imaginary friends.
You don't?
No.
Oh,
I can introduce you to some.
Yeah. Ken's having a big party tomorrow night.
All right. Well, you know, maybe in the future, my future self may have some of them.
Oh, maybe on July 26th. Yeah.
No, July 19th.
Well, next week's July 26th. He's talking
Dear
about the future.
God, no, this is the future.
No.
This is now.
Today is July 19th.
No, Wednesday, July 12th is
now. It is 6:41 on Wednesday, July 19th.
You're insane.
Chris, how many Twitter followers do you have?
Like 1,600 roughly.
1,600.
Well,
okay.
That's pretty healthy.
And how many Facebook friends do you have?
Almost at my limit, like 4,800.
4,800.
What do you do for a living?
I do a lot of photography.
You must be a very attractive man to have that many friends.
Yeah, that's
I think you're very attractive.
Correct, Andy.
Yeah, I would say you're very attractive. The more popular you are, the more attractive you are. Anyone can argue with me there?
It's all on charisma and personality because I've never posted my photo on my Facebook profile.
That's the secret, charisma, baby.
Yep.
Are you a hot girl, Chris?
Do I sound like a hot girl?
No.
No.
Let me change my vocoder.
It's all about being interesting.
Like a hot girl.
It's all about listening to other people, Ken, respecting other people, and giving hand jobs.
Yeah.
Well, Chris,
and a touch of empathy.
Chris, we are on the phone with Matt, who, up until the moment you called, was our most popular caller. But you have far exceeded Matt's popularity quotient. Chris,
well, that's fantastic.
Chris, you are in there at 6,610.
So we're talking, right now we're talking to our most popular listener.
So Matt, I'm really sorry. We thank you for hanging out with us for the show, but you're not our most popular caller anymore. So
I had a pretty good run.
In fact, I would say, and Ken, tell me if you agree, I'm now ashamed to be seen with Matt.
I am. Yeah, Matt, we got to go.
Don't be so hard on
Matt. Matt, we don't know you. If somebody sees us on the street together, we never met.
And Matt, I might have to edit out your entire section from the program when it airs.
We want deny.
I get it. No hard feelings.
We want deniability.
Okay, bye, Matt. Whew, wow, we got rid of him. Thank goodness.
Finally got that loser out. Woo! Good work.
Oh, it's great to be on with you, Chris.
Yeah, you should be honored.
I've never been on the air with somebody with such a high popularity score.
Well, it's all about being a photographer, Ken, and not putting your picture on Facebook. That's his secret.
Oh, and his name is Chris, so he could be a hot girl.
That's right.
Oh, that's right.
It's Nebulous.
Right.
Yeah. It's a better name than Nebulous, that's for sure. Oh, hold on.
You always want to keep people guessing. You want to keep the mystery alive.
Oh, Chris, hang on a second. Andy's getting a work phone call.
Yeah, well, it's not work. It's my wife.
No, you put it on speaker so we can hear Beth also.
Okay.
Yeah, put it on speaker.
Oh, hey, honey. We're pre-recording a show for next week.
Oh, so you can hit pause, though. That's right?
Hold on, Ken. Did we hit pause?
No. No, we're
no,
on.
We don't do that. That's not how we roll, honey.
I'll edit Beth out later.
Can you wait for me?
You're on the pathway, and I'll wait for you. Yeah, you get off at Exchange Place.
Okay, get off at Exchange Place.
Or if you get off, honey, sweetheart, if you get off at Grove Street, that's good, too, and I'll come pick you up. Grove Street.
Grove Street?
No, Grove. Grove, like an orange grove.
Okay, all right, darling. Okay.
She's better off coming to Exchange Place.
Well, that means changing trains. It's not that easy.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
I see.
Yeah, I think Grove Street might be easier, but you get on either one, and Ken and I love you very, very much. We can't wait to see you.
I love you more.
Thanks, Ken.
Bye-bye. Bye, Beth.
Hey, it's fun to joke around and everything, but seriously, have you been sleeping with my wife?
No, I have not.
Okay. Good enough. It's nice to know somebody I know hasn't.
Is a pure form of love.
Okay.
Hey, Chris, you're still our most popular caller.
That's fantastic. And I love that you're giving future directions to Andy's wife.
That's right. That all happened long ago in a galaxy far away in Jersey City a week ago.
Oh, so what's Beth coming by for, Andy?
Well, I'm her ride home. You know, the New Jersey Transit is challenging to navigate.
Oh, I see.
These days. Although a week from now, it might be things might have loosened up. Airing this.
It'll definitely all be fixed by July 19th.
Here's hoping. I wonder if it is.
Man, remember.
Let's look out the window and see if it is.
Remember when New Jersey Transit was all messed up?
A week ago. Whew. Those were hellish days.
Good thing it's all working now.
And also, I remember a week ago, people didn't really have faith in the Trump presidency.
That's right.
But that's all been turned around.
Yeah.
It's like a whole new world.
Well, now that he put the whole Russia thing behind him.
Yeah. Well, boy. What a difference a week makes, right, Uncle Ken?
Absolutely.
This is fun.
Yeah.
We're having fun. Fun with time.
Yep.
Time and space and marijuana. And fun.
That peace treaty we signed with North Korea can't be beat.
Yeah. That peace treaty we signed.
Donald Trump is an American hero now.
Donald Trump's an American hero. Although if California has been nuked off the map, we might have to edit all that out.
Has it?
We'll find out.
No joking.
That's the fun of this time travel idea.
I'm high. You have to tell me the truth.
Is California still there? Well,
seriously.
We heard from Pam.
Oh, that's right.
So
oh,
we know. Unless
it happened after she hung up.
No, unless she's so self-centered, she didn't mention the nuclear explosion. She's so into herself. It just didn't come up in the conversation.
Jesus. Chris, where do you live?
I live in Hyattsville, Maryland, outside Washington, D.C.
Maryland, all right.
Is Chris our most popular caller?
He is.
Wait, let's get another caller on. Let's see if there's any competition.
Nobody's calling.
Okay, let's give our number out.
There's nobody listening right.
Why? I don't understand.
Because we're in the studio.
We can't give a number out.
No. We could.
We can't solicit calls.
We could.
Try.
Okay.
Just try. What's right. the number?
It's 201.
201.
536.
536.
9368.
Call us now. 201-536-9368.
Oh, my God. It worked.
It did?
Yeah. Hi. You're on the air.
Oh, my God. This is so exciting.
This is still Chris.
Hi.
No. No. Who's this?
Sam.
Oh, it did work.
Who?
Sam.
Pam?
Sam, yeah.
Sam. Is it Sam in Jersey City?
I guess, yeah.
Okay.
He heard my psychic plea.
I love the show.
He responded to me telepathically.
Thank you so much, Sam. We were just getting desperate for another caller.
Yeah, I was doing my primal scream.
Sam, you're on with my friend Andy Breckman and our friend Chris from Maryland.
Hey, Sam, it's
Hello, Sam.
Sam, your calendar says July 12th, but you know when we're airing this?
The 19th.
Where do you think you'll be on the 19th, 1 week from now?
In heaven, listening to the show.
You think you might die?
No, I mean in heaven because it's going to be such a good show.
Oh, because it's going to be wonderful.
I'll be in Jersey City.
Maybe by this time next week, you'll no longer be a virgin.
That would be wonderful.
It could happen. You have 7 days. Anything could happen.
I have to confess something.
Yeah.
So I actually have to confess, I haven't listened to any of the show so far yet.
Well, you can't have. Wait, can he have?
Well, he's talking about July 19th because that's when we're on the air.
Right.
Yeah, but
I haven't heard any of it yet.
But you couldn't
even next week, I'm too lazy to listen.
Oh, even next week you won't be listening.
But I imagined this show in my head so from 7:15. I imagined what you guys were talking about.
I envy you that.
Hey, Sam, how about last week's show with the audio puzzle? Wasn't that great?
Yeah.
Did you solve the audio puzzle?
I don't know, it seems like so long ago now.
Yeah, exactly.
I barely remember.
It takes a good week to forget our shows.
Chris, did you hear last week's show with the audio puzzle?
Yes, I did, but I couldn't bear to bring myself to view that.
Oh, I envy you that too. Hey, Sam, we're trying to find our most popular listener. We want to hang out with the popular kids. You can't blame us.
Okay.
So we're asking people how popular they are. If you died tomorrow, God forbid, how many people would come to your funeral?
I would go.
Oh, well, we were just talking about that. Yeah.
I would go, Sam. Count me in.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I would send my assistant.
Okay.
I would send a drone.
That's two. No, okay, that's one. Drone doesn't count.
I guess there'd be like 50-something, probably.
There'd be 50 people, 50, and I would say
56.
56 people 56, and,
yeah.
and maybe 40 drones. People that can't make it would send their drones.
The drones don't count, Andy.
I'm saying 40 drones is still pretty significant.
Okay.
It would blot out
40
the
drunk.
Sun. 40 drunks, yeah.
And Sam, at the last birthday party you had, how many people attended?
I don't know, like seven.
Seven, okay. That's respectable.
If they're good, close friends, if they're soulmates.
Right, yeah.
All you need is one good friend, I imagine. I wouldn't know what it's like, but I imagine.
And Sam, how many good friends, how many friends, non-work friends, do you see on a weekly basis?
Like one or two?
Yeah.
Two.
How many do you see?
None.
Yeah.
Zero. My count is zero.
I go home to my wife.
It depends on the week.
Yeah, it's my wife count? I have no non-work
friends.
Well,
I see my friends because I spy on them with my drone. But they don't see me, baby.
And Sam, how many Twitter followers do you have?
Zero.
Yeah.
Zero, okay. And how many Facebook friends?
Zero.
Zero?
Zero.
Okay.
Sam's too busy, Ken. Sam lives in the real world, Ken.
Yeah, I'm too busy to sell my information to...
Exactly.
So, Sam, you have a very, very respectable popularity composite score of 65.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing to be ashamed of.
Ken, isn't it time to name... Isn't our hour up?
No.
Yes.
It is not up
it
yet.
It is up
yet. No, it's not.
Can I have a biological clock?
No.
An eternal clock?
I'm
Ken.
Andy.
Ken.
It's 6:52 on July 19th.
Yeah.
We have 8 minutes to go.
No, we do not.
Yes, we do.
No, we do not.
Coming.
Wait, you
the show is over.
Sam?
Yeah. I liked your story about the lake house. That was hilarious.
Yes. Wasn't that the best?
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
I don't remember it all. It's all a blur. I can't remember the start of this show.
Well,
Ken,
Sam,
stop screwing with
Sam,
me.
Sam, I'm afraid that you're not anywhere near as popular as Chris from Hyattsville, Maryland.
Oh, well, I'm glad to hear that.
You have a score of 65, whereas Chris has a score of 6,610.
But Ken, you get. But Sam, you get to say hello to Chris, our most popular listener.
And Sam, when you say hello, wait, before you say hello to Chris, just bear in mind that he is 100 times more popular than you are. Go ahead.
Hey. Hi, Chris.
Hi.
Nice to talk to you.
Oh, Chris deigns to say hi to you.
Should you even be talking?
You are so lucky to get Chris to say even hello.
Why are you wasting your time saying hi?
Exactly.
That's so magnanimous of Chris.
Sam, Chris has a lot more important things to do than to just chat with you.
Chris is a man of the people.
You just lost some points by saying hi to me.
That was a pity hi, my friend.
That's what I love about Chris.
Yeah.
It's that he's a man of the people. He'll say hello to people like Sam.
Wow.
And sound like he means it.
And sound like he means it.
Okay. Well, thank you, Sam.
I believed that.
Well, that's the end of our show.
Sam, we got to run.
Yeah, this has got to have been an hour.
No, it has not been an hour.
Ken?
No, there's still time. There's still time for somebody to challenge Chris's throne.
Bring it on.
The phone number.
Bring it on. Bring it on, says our most popular listener. Bring it on. Give the phone number.
The phone number up here is 201-536-9368.
But it won't do you any good because we're recording this a week ago.
Right. We're in the boxcar.
Well, give the number again just in case.
201-536-9368.
201-536-9368. If you can hear me, I'm psychically begging you to call us now. A week ago, July 12th. 201-561-9368.
Yeah, close. Close enough.
It doesn't have to be the right number. We're not broadcasting live.
Right. No, you're absolutely right. If anybody called that number, it would be worthless anyway. No question, Andy. Chris, we're going to start our theme song now.
It's the sweetest sound in all the universe.
Because it's almost time for the super secret phone-in show to end. And Chris, you won!
Thank you. This is awesome.
It's great to know, finally, who are... Now we're hanging with the popular kids, Kate.
And Andy, tell Chris what he wins.
Did we offer a prize?
Of course.
Chris, if you can get your way to Montgomery Place in Jersey City right now, you will be able to see the studio where Ken and I recorded this show 1 week ago.
Oh, my God. We have another call. Chris.
I have a whole week to get there.
Chris, yes, you might.
You'll see the chairs we sat in.
Chris, you might lose. We have one more call. Hi, you're on the air. We're almost out of time. Who's this?
That's fine. Bye.
Who?
That's how you do it. That's fine. Bye.
No, what's your name?
She's too cool for school, Ken. I think we just...
I have a calendar.
We just met the coolest, most popular kid in school.
It's Pam. Pam's calling us back. Pam, is California still there?
It is.
Oh,
as far as
God.
I know, I'm in my office with no windows.
Pam, what do you do for a living?
Oh, I do too much. Nothing much.
Pam, I will pay. Pam, I will pay a coworker of yours. I will send them a check for $15 if they hug you. You tell any coworker that. You need a hug, and I'm going to pay for that hug. You just tell a coworker right now. You find one right now.
Bam,
just... Everybody's gone.
Okay, the first, then a maintenance guy. Somebody walking through with a brush.
No. Don't ask a maintenance guy to give you a hug.
Oh, there are nice people here.
No, I'm sure they're nice. I'm sure the maintenance guys are very nice.
Wait,
but
hold on. I'm looking for somebody.
It's like when you ask them.
Everybody leaves here at exactly 5 o'clock.
What are you doing there, Pam?
Well, I work in two places, and one of them here is at a university. Oh, I think my boss is down the hall.
Go ahead. Right. Okay, go
get him.
Hook.
Get him.
A $15 hook.
It's a her.
Okay, but you know, Pam, you know I'm good for it. Who sent you that bumper sticker?
I know.
Your Uncle Andy. Your Uncle Andy takes care of you.
Pam, this
hug is from me. Hey, I should do
this.
You
want $50 to give me a hug?
No, 15.
50. You said 50.
No, 15, for the love of God.
50. It's on tape, Andy. You said 50.
I'm sure I said 15.
Can you give me a hug?
Yeah, for $15.
I'll hug for $100.
It's for me.
It's for charity. Just say it's for charity.
Let's listen.
It's for me. She gave me a hug. I'll tell you later.
There you go. Just say it's for the children.
You owe Pam $50, Andy.
Yeah.
Yes. No, you owe Laura. And actually, she was on the phone, and she was nice enough to...
She's a great boss.
She is.
Hey, Pam, say hello to Chris, our most popular listener.
Hi, Chris. Will you be my friend? Or can I be your friend, actually?
I'll give you a virtual hug through the airwaves.
Boy, that's how you do it, Ken.
That's beautiful.
This guy, Chris, is the real thing.
Oh, man, that's great.
Yeah.
I didn't hear it.
He said he will give you a virtual hug right now through the internet.
Oh, how nice.
Hey, I have a very...
Does that mean he gets $50?
No, he doesn't. I'm not paying anyone that hugs you $50. See, Pam, that would be called pimping.
You just said you would. You promised.
That would be called prostitution, Pam. That's not what we do.
So.
Hey, can I ask? I'm sorry to interrupt. Can I ask Ken a question?
Sure.
May I please go home now?
You may.
Okay.
Would you like to say goodbye to Chris and goodbye
Pam,
to Pam?
And we want to thank Veronica, even though
she
was...
Are you sending me the check personally?
No, it's $15. $15. I'll do it via PayPal or something.
Okay, bye.
Thanks, Pam. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And thank you, Nick the Bard, for board hopping tonight.
He wasn't even here.
He was. He's here right now.
He might have been dead.
He's
7 days dead.
He is here right now. Stay tuned for In Real Life with Emily and Kimzilla. Tonight, July 19th, right here on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, online at WFMU.org and at 91.9 FM in Rockland County.
Yes, I'm dead.
I have had it, boo-boo. I'm gonna bust out of here.
How come, Yogi?
Every day it's the same old thing. Look at the bears, look at the bears, look at the bears. Sheesh.
Hey, Pop! Look at the bears, look at the bears, look at the bears!
See what I mean, boo-boo?
What you gonna do about it, Yogi?
I am gonna get out of this park.
But how are you gonna get past the ranger, Yogi?
I will use strategy, boo-boo. Watch this.
Lifers, how are you? Guess what we're doing? We're switching spots. We're trying to get out of our comfort zone.
We are, yes. So we're definitely out of it. Kim, what are you doing?
I'm logging into our playlist so people can talk to us.
Here, switch mics. Okay, you're listening to In Real Life. I'm Emily.
I'm Kim Zillow.
Welcome. What? Oh, I have to name it.
You've got to name it.
Mm-hmm. What do we want to call this episode?
Oh, what should we call this episode, guys? It's all about camping and our camping disasters. Weren't we going to call it something about well-laid plans being disasters?
Or comedy equals tragedy plus time?
Yeah, that's great.
Okay, let's do it.
Uh-huh. So, boy, oh boy, we're here.
Man.
We made it. We're halfway alive.
We made it back from camping somehow.
You know what else you're going to do, Emily, if you're on that side? You got to log into that Google Doc. It's got all of our...
You put it on there without me finishing updating the name.
What's that?
I was still typing the name.
I didn't touch anything.
Okay.
I didn't touch anything.
Okay.
Man, guys, we had plans. We had a really good plan. And the plan was for us to go on a really wonderful camping trip. The plan was for us to stare wolves in the eyes and make friends with them.
Yep. And
all that wonderful stuff.
Yeah. Cook food over an open fire.
Yeah.
You know, get our fill of the great outdoors in the wilds of New Jersey.
It took me a few days to kind of get over this trip. It was kind of an intense trip. It was great people. I went with Emily, and I went with my friends Tara and Fernando.
And our producer, James.
was there. And our producer, James, was there.
He was essential in fire building and many other things. But almost immediately, the trip took kind of a surprising turn. A turn for the unexpected and some might say disastrous. We're never doing this again. This like switching sides thing is totally not working for us.
We're both manning two different things at one time.
Yeah,
we are multitasking to the nth degree.
Yeah. So where do we start?
I don't know. We start with the fact that we had a good plan, right?
We had a great plan. Kim was going to pick me up in Newark.
Oh, and by the way, you guys should follow along the playlist. So go to WFMU.org, playlists and comments, and we're live and up and going there.
Yeah. So Kim was going to pick me up in Newark.
Nice and early.
We were going to take, you know, me and Kim and the two dogs in a completely packed Subaru. Like, already... The dogs were sharing one seat in the back, and I was sitting on top of all my stuff in the front seat. And she was going to pick me up, and she and I were going to get to the campground nice and early. We were going to set up the tents.
That's how I do
it. We were going to set up all the gear. And when everyone got there later, we were going to have the food and
that's
the fire
it.
Started
just
and
start
the tent
drunk.
Set up, and it was just going to be great and ready to go. But it was not to be. Because first, what happened is that Tara and Fern, who were supposed to drive out there with us,
got hit on Route 21 in Newark. Airbags went off. The complete hood of the car got smashed.
Was just gone.
And amazingly enough, this is what good friends they are, that I talk them into, you guys should just keep coming. Otherwise, you're just going to sit home for the weekend and have a miserable time. We bought so much alcohol. We bought so much food. We have everything ready. Why don't we just try to pack everything in one car and then go? And we agreed. So we have everybody all packed in one car.
Somehow. We had to take a lot of stuff out of the car and strap it onto the roof of the car with a tarp covering
including
on it. Because
our clothes. Oh, it's raining.
At this point, it has started to rain.
Yes.
And we start driving up to the campsite after Tara gets off work. So we're a few hours behind schedule, but we figure no big deal. We're still going to get there by nighttime. Maybe by then the rain will have stopped and we'll get up to the campground.
Yeah.
And
we're delayed, it's late, it's rainy. James is already there trying to start a fire
in the rain,
and it's just impossible. His little fire starters aren't working. He's like, it's almost there, but it's not. He's like struggling, and he's like, all I want to do is for you guys to come into camp and have this roaring fire. And then, we're starving.
Yeah, nobody's eaten anything. I mean, at least we haven't eaten anything at that point since the morning.
And I've got a whole plan. We're going to do shish kebabs. I've got vegetables that I marinated.
We're going to cook them over a fire.
That I've marinated. We're going to cook them over the fire. We don't know where anything is because we can't find our headlamps. We don't know where anything is because we can't find the shish kebab sticks.
So we're going to pick up our story with the car trip.
I think so.
Though. Yeah.
And we're going to continue along, but I'd love if you guys, because I know that you guys all have stories about your camping trips, too. So feel free to commiserate on the message board about your trips.
Yeah. So we begin our journey, as so many journeys begin, in the car. Road trip.
We had a bit of a snafu where three cars turned into two cars, so... There are...
What's in our car right now?
We have four people in the car, two dogs. The entire roof rack is filled with camping chairs and tents and our clothes while it's raining outside.
Three tents, five chairs.
Five chairs.
Two coolers.